You are listening to an artist interview from Chirp Radio. You can find more interviews at chirpradio.org/podcasts.
Hey all, this is a Chirp Radio artist interview. I am Ninja, hanging out with Haley and Bridget from OK Cool. How's it going today, guys?
Great, thanks for having us.
So you all released your first full length back in August. How has that gone so far?
Oh my gosh, as well as we could have hoped, I think. Yeah, we just did a hometown show as well as a couple out-of-state shows in New York, Philadelphia, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, and those were all really fun.
Yeah, we had a really good release show. It's been well received. It feels good to have songs recorded and have them out there, so.
And had you toured much outside the Midwest or at all before this?
This was definitely our furthest run from Chicago. We've done some Midwest states before. Largely, it's going to be like Michigan, Ohio, like Wisconsin kind of vibe. So this time it was really cool to get as far out as we could to New York. Like I haven't even been there since I was like 10. So not only just for like band purposes, it was cool to play in New York, but like also just as a personal achievement.
Any fun road stories? Any show that was unique or weird or crazy?
They're all kind of unique and weird and crazy in their own way.
Especially like for DIY touring, like you could be in a, you know, a standard bar venue one day and then the next day in someone's house, which is exactly where we were.
Some good sandwiches. We got some good food.
Got attacked by bees in Toledo. Yeah. And then, of course, like, you know, all the people that you stay with on the road for, in this case, it was like a lot of my family members because they just so happened to be on the East Coast. And so that was really, really sweet to see them as well, because I haven't seen them in like 6 or 7 years.
Shout out Bridget's aunt and uncle. They treated us like a bed and breakfast and it was great.
Yep.
It's awesome. Getting the whole like family reconnection stuff while you're actually out promoting this brand new awesome thing that you made.
I know. It's so cool to be doing things that fulfill you and artistically and personally and emotionally, and just getting to have it all wrapped up into 1 week. It's just awesome.
New album is a full length. You hadn't recorded that many songs before. The songs got longer for this record. So like, what were some of the things that you sort of had to challenge yourself, like extend your skills for the breadth of what you were doing for an LP?
We knew we wanted to make them longer. We knew we wanted to like play with some different instruments, like adding like some synth keys and stuff in there and just kind of messing around a little bit more in the writing process and kind of seeing what sticks.
This record is a result of us just continuing to give ourselves grace in trying and failing and trying and succeeding. And, you know, like as much as we have now that's out, like there's a lot more hours that nothing came of or that we were trying things and they didn't work. But I think having now this proof in front of us that some of it does in the end is a good motivation to keep that going.
Is there any specific thing where you're like, I really want to try this. I don't think it's going to work out. And it definitely worked out.
I think I was listening to a lot of Rosie Tucker and I was trying to make a melody with Safety Car that I felt like was reminiscent of Rosie Tucker's melodies because they kind of like go up and down and all over the place in a way that I admire. I don't know that I like fully pulled that off, but I think that it was a fun challenge and it kind of inspired a melody that maybe I wouldn't have thought of otherwise.
So Haley, last time we talked, you were just starting to sing on the tracks and you're obviously on a lot more of them now. How's that been for you? You were just getting comfortable with it. Do you feel good about it? Is it still scary?
Well, I don't want to say I feel good about it. I think it is just kind of a thing that happens at this point. So when me and Bridget started it, it was very apparent that like we didn't feel like singers and we didn't ever sing before that. So it was just kind of like, how are we going to make music? Just the two of us. And we had talked about it for a while before that even, and just said like, well, too bad we can't do this because neither of us sings. We got to the point where it was like, okay, well, let's just try it and see. And Bridget was more willing to do it. And I think she has a better voice. So I think that worked out. I'm not doing a false compliments thing.
The title of the record, Chit Chat, is there like any kind of like theme in the record that relates to the title?
I think the idea for the title, I don't know exactly when it spawned. Originally, it was the name for the intro track. And that track is kind of just about a situation in my life where I had to really instate some boundaries and kind of saw them broken over and over again. And when that something like that happens to you for the first time, it's a very jarring experience. And so I think part of the title is kind of a tongue-in-cheek reference to that experience of just like, the thing is like, I only know my experience. So for this person breaking a boundary, this could be something they don't think twice about, right? Like this could be just chit-chat for them or something like that. For me, it feels like such a violation, you know, as someone who has like put the boundary in place to see it continuously violated. But like, there's a lot of lyrical content about communication in general in this record, kind of also a testament to like us just kind of sending demos back and forth to each other, which is usually how we start off ideas. It's just initially just like one of us alone in our room, like making something pretty basic and shooting it off to the other and be like, is this any good? And that's kind of how it starts.
It seemed like it would be appropriate for your guys' relationship. Just thinking about like the 25 minutes that I spent troubleshooting and you guys are just like, we got stuff to talk about.
Not actually stuff to talk about. For the record, we were talking about Panic at the Disco albums getting worse.
Last time I talked to you, I think Haley, you specifically said, we're just two buds hanging out, making music. Sounds like that still is probably the vibe, or is there anything like more like serious about it now?
That's definitely the goal, is to try to keep it like close to heart, because I think it can get away from you quickly if you are focused on like, oh, we have to, you know, arbitrarily, we made an album at this point, so we have to make an album now, or we have to do so, like to put pressure on yourself in a way that keeps you on it and not straying too far, but also not feeling disingenuous. So yeah, definitely that's still the goal and something we try to do all the time.
I just like kind of felt like we were in a place to take a swing at a record. You know, it's something we had never done before and I was interested in seeing what that would be like, but I'm definitely not telling myself that we need to follow that record with like another record.
I feel like this is also a challenge for musicians, is spreading the music. I will say I was able to Google your band name much more easily this time than last time, and it's not because Google got better. So are there any codes you've cracked in the last 2 years thinking about spreading the word, spreading the music?
I think about this constantly. I mean, I also work in the industry, so my life is bands pretty much, and looking at data and looking at shows and looking at lifespans of bands. And
Legit likes this part. I don't like this part.
One code that I've cracked is that there is no one size fits all with music and music careers. There are avenues that work really well for some people because it plays to their strengths, like in reference to things like TikTok. Like we have a TikTok, but we're not a TikTok band, like quote unquote. I'm not posting videos every day. I'm not really focusing on content creation for us. Playing to our strengths, what that looks like for us is, well, we can balance a budget and we can reach out to some people and we can get some quotes for PR and whatnot. And we can try to find a way to, you know, knowing that this is DIY, knowing that we're only 5 years into this band, knowing that like we're obviously still both working on being singers and writers in general, like as cool as it would be to spend that money on a studio, I don't know that that would make more of an impact on the songs as a whole than it would to instead spend that money on marketing. I keep everything on Google Drive. We got spreadsheets, we got docs. Just keeping track of what you're doing, knowing why you're doing it, and using the results from last time to then lean into what works and move away from what doesn't.
If a record label came calling, would you jump?
The thing with labels that's interesting too is, you know, typically they give you a certain amount of money in advance and then you recoup it with the sales. And so with us, we independent released this and then we were able to put out vinyl through an awesome independent label called Kleptophase. Shout out Nick. And so in this way, we kind of got the best of both worlds, where we were able to like keep our digital distribution and like make our own CDs and control all of our merch sales and everything. And then we just have vinyl going through their website.
What's up next for you? Like, you got playing any shows coming up?
October 31st at Lincoln Hall. We are support for Yada Yada on their EP release show. We're very excited about that.
Ooh, key.
Yeah.
Is there anything that we haven't talked about that you would like people to know or that you would have hoped to talk about?
Just that Panic at the Disco's albums got worse as time went on.
Yeah, there is no denying that, so I'll make sure everyone does know that.
This has been a Chirp Artist interview with OK Cool, Haley and Bridget. Thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
This has been an artist interview from Chirp Radio. You can find this and more interviews at chirpradio.org/podcasts.